I feel very honored to be in the new male vocalist category. Since I've never been nominated for an ACM, I'm extremely stoked, and I wasn't expecting it. So I keep my phone off at night, and the morning of finding out, I was sleeping still. So I turned my phone on, and like 37 messages later, people were like, "Are you freaking kidding me? Like, get up. I mean, what's the deal?" But I don't know. I always consider myself decent at two things, writing songs and singing them, and everything else is just icing on the cake for me. So to be in the category with peers that I like and people that I respect is a big thing. And so I'm excited about it. I'd like to win, but I'm just glad to be in the category. I'm just thrilled. Every time anything great happens in my musical career, I'm either trying to catch up on sleep or I'm somewhere I don't have service. And it's true, I'm not like ignoring people. I'm just that guy. Yeah, I was super excited about that one because it's about the music, number one. And so, I mean, all the categories are about the music, obviously, but you know, that one's about the music. And Buy Me a Boat, my first number one and the song that I'm nominated for, I also produced, so that gets me a third nod, which I didn't find out about until after the fact, which I'm stoked about. That's a song that was, it wasn't a fluke by any means, but it was, I write so many songs, I go through so many songs, and sometimes through the woodshedding process, I just get lost in them, and I think, can I write one for McGraw today, or can I write one for Low Cash today, or whoever it may be. Sometimes they fall through and I go, gosh, that's my song. And my wife spearheaded the idea. She was like, that's a hit, and as she always does, and she's right, and I will likely pitch things to the side. But with Boat, there was something special about it. I started playing it, and it was a very, very easy process for me. Same with the new single, The Power of Positive Drinking. They're both one and the same. It was just, they sounded like something I would do. It was a direction. When radio started playing it, it really blew up and it changed my life. So to be getting nominated for something like that, it seems like such a fast whirlwind for me. It really has been the last 9 months. And it's life-changing. It's the power of a song is incredible. I think it's, you know, when I write, I just try to be me. And that's hard enough to do. Being yourself is hard enough to do when you wake up. So. But I listen to certain types of music throughout my duration of my years of writing, and a lot of that attributes from Hank Williams Jr. early records, well, not early, but late 70s, mid 80s kind of records and that kind of thing. And Buy Me a Boat sort of has I wanted to write a tinge of that vibe in music, and I was just in that kind of mood. I was listening to Country State of Mind before I came in to the co-write, and when we got in, we just wanted to write something that was relatable to the average blue-collar-esque working class. And Buy Me a Boat is that. I mean, it's the epitome of my story among millions of other people. Sales showed that right out of the box, and I don't ever write songs to sell them. I just write them because I like them. And I think that's why it related so good. I think it's just a, kind of a throwback to the country boy can't survive kind of principles. It's not. I was a singer first, so that's just a natural part of who I am when I wake up. Songwriting is not just a natural part of who I am when I wake up. I had to work at that. Like that's a job for me. So I got my first cut as a professional songwriter on McGraw and Truck Yeah back in 2012-13, right at the brink of the year. And that was a game changer for me. I'd worked really hard to get it, and every cut I've ever gotten, I've really put the time in and the effort in. With music, I don't want to sound like a lush or anything, but it wasn't something I had to give a whole lot of, oh my God, really hard work ethic to. It was just, this is what I do, I'm passionate about it, I'm gonna make it happen. And when you infuse the two together, it's pretty awesome. But in the regard of people cutting my songs, if somebody wants to record my song, I'm gonna let them. I don't care if it's the biggest hit I've written all year. That's the biggest honor of all. Well, number one, ACMs have been in my corner when I had nothing, when I had a little bit, and when I've had a lot. So that matters to me. I never forget the people who got me there. And so I'm going to the ACMs this year with a lot of stuff going on, and I say that humbly, but I'm really excited about it. I'm proud. I'm very thankful. You lay a lot of nights in a hotel room watching the show when you don't have tickets. You do the smaller outletted things in Vegas leading up to the show. And you always want to be on the TV getting announced and see your face on the screen, from the screen. And so I get to do that this year. It's pretty amazing. To be on the main stage at Party for a Cause is awesome. Anything that they come to me with, I would say yes, because there were a lot of times when I came to them with things, like my wife Kelly and I, we were independent, and just you're just trying to make things happen, you know? And the ACM's made it happen for us. I was never diagnosed with any kind of disease or any kind of illness as a child, but I grew up around a smoking family, and I've always had real bad breathing problems growing up. And so a doctor friend of mine, in the last year, was like, dude, you're an adult asthmatic. And that harmonica, I don't know how you do that. And I play harmonica, and then I started putting two and two together. And, you know, we did the Lifting Lives camp, and we did a little harmonica jam session with the kids and the young adults. And it was a snowball effect for me. It just seemed like the right thing to do. It's such a breathing technique to play harmonica for me. And that's a lot of, you know, being any kind of spokesperson for the disease or the campaign for COPD, that's a big deal. I know that breathing that's the thing. I mean, everybody's got to do it to live. And harmonica helps me breathe. And so it's a win-win for everybody. And especially if somebody calls upon you to help with something that benefits the lives of another human, you should just do it.